Hello and welcome to the Fit Like a Girl podcast. My name is Jackie Lindahl. I am a mom of two, an avid coffee drinker, and a certified personal trainer. I have been in the fitness industry for nearly 10 years, and I help women get fit, strong, and lose weight without losing their damn minds. If you're looking for help on achieving your health, weight loss, and fitness goals without all the fitness industry confusion and BS, you have come to the right place. Hello and welcome back to the Fit Like a Girl podcast. My name is Jackie. Thank you so much for listening. And happy new year. Happy 2026. This is my first podcast of 2026. I don't know if by January 12th, which is the day that I'm recording this on, if you can still say happy new year, but this is my first podcast of the year, so we're just going with it. Today's podcast, I wanted to just chat about life and things and all that kind of stuff. And then let's also talk about if you're setting yourself goals for 2026, how to actually get yourself in the mindset of getting long-term results and stop the yo-yo cycle of temporary results. Anyways, let's chat about things. Our holiday season was good. I think in the last podcast, I had done it around mid-December and I said, I didn't know if I was going to get another podcast in before the end of the year. As you can see, I did not. But we had a good Christmas. We did not get norovirus this year. Knock on wood. That was amazing that we did not get norovirus this year. I'll take it. last year we got norovirus literally on Boxing Day and we were sick the entire Christmas break. It was awful. But this year that was good. It was a good Christmas. We had crazy weather where I live, where we had a crazy amount of snowfall and stuff, where like traveling Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, basically any day that we wanted to travel to family functions, there was a freak snowstorm. So that made things a little bit complicated, but overall it was still a great Christmas break and everything. And I don't know about you, but I felt like it was shorter this year than it was last year for some odd reason. The kids were out of school December 19th and they went back on the 5th in our school division. And I actually like having the few days off before Christmas where like that's their Christmas break, is the few days off before Christmas and then kind of like the week after Christmas, New Year's, and then they're back at it like right at the beginning of January. I found it was shorter this year than other years. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. We did a lot of hanging out at home because the weather was crazy and kind of miserable. Some other things that have been going on lately, just getting myself back into the routine. Last week, that first week back after Christmas break, we rode the struggle bus really hard. My kids were exhausted and cranky and irritated just all week. And then by Friday night, I was so overstimulated and just fucking over it. And I put my kids to bed and I said to my husband, I was like, I cannot be wanted. Like I can't right now. Like I am so up to here with the kids and just their bad moods. And now I'm in a bad mood. And of course that was the night that neither one of them wanted to go to sleep, that they were constantly up and getting out of their rooms and getting out of their beds. And I was just like, I'm going to kill somebody. I was so fucking over it. I never really knew what the word overstimulated meant until I had kids, and then like getting into like mom life and stuff like that and reading more about like mom culture, we'll call it, mommy groups and all that, and like seeing the word overstimulated, and it's the perfect description of like, I just can't handle anymore. Like I get so irritated where I'm like, if somebody touches me or says the word mom one more time, I'm gonna fly off the fucking handle. Like I just, anyway, so I was super overstimulated and I was just like, I'm going to kill somebody. And of course, my husband is the nearest person to me that I'm probably going to end up killing if he breathes wrong or decides to eat cereal next to me while we're sitting on the couch. And he's like, I think that you need to go have a bath. And I was like, I fucking need to get away from everybody. So that's exactly what I did. We've getting back into a routine, getting back into the swing of things with workouts, getting back into the swing of things with nutrition. The Christmas treats this year were treating, and I'm definitely feeling it in how my pants fit and stuff like that, which is totally okay. It's to be expected. So just getting myself back into the swing of things, eating vegetables, getting fiber, protein, all the good things. I call it just getting back into routine. Like we're not restarting in the new year. We're not doing it over again. I'm not like, we're going to go harder and we're going to do all these things. Just we're getting back into routine. That's it. That's my plan for the year. That is the big grand plan for the beginning of the year, is just getting myself into a routine. For 2025, you might remember if you've been listening to this podcast, I had a goal of wanting to hit 250 workouts in 2025. I did a podcast on this last year. You can probably scroll back and find it if you wanted to listen to it. So I'll give you an update on that and how it went. It went well. I hit that 250 workout goal. I knew I was going to hit it. I don't know if you recall at the beginning of December, if you follow me on socials, and I think I talked about it in the last episode, that it was like December 5th and I had 25 workouts to do for the rest of December. So 25 workouts to do in 26 days, with one of those days being Christmas, which I wasn't going to work out on Christmas Day. And I went on my social media and I publicly said, like, I'm going to accomplish this. Like, I'm going to get these workouts in come hell or high water. And I did. I did it. I got her done. It was close. I literally got my last workout in on New Year's Eve, but I did it. And I think what the most important takeaway is, number one, this is why I procrastinate. I am a procrastinator at heart. And this is the reason why I procrastinate, is because I know I'm going to get it done. I'm going to give myself to the last moment and I'm going to have some pressure behind it and a fire under my ass to get it done, because I don't know why, that's just the way I'm wired. But this is why I still procrastinate. As a mid-30s person with kids, this is why I still procrastinate like a teenager, because I know that I'm going to get it done. I need that pressure. I need that, like, we got to get it done. And honestly, this is why I continue to procrastinate. This is a character flaw, okay? This is not me bragging. This is a character flaw that I have that I probably need to work on and maybe see somebody about. And honestly, I talked about this in an Instagram post as to, like, the other reason is that I had the confidence and I knew that it would get done come hell or high water, is that because over the last like 11 years that I've been working out and doing my thing, I have grown the self-confidence and the self-efficacy to know that when I set my mind to something, and if it's something that I really want, I will find a way to accomplish it and get her done. And that has really only come with 11 years of practice, 11 years of I said that I was going to do something, I'm going to get it done, and I get it done. It's a lot of practice. And that was after years of also yo-yo dieting, yo-yo on and off working out and all that, and really reinforcing to myself that consistency is the key to self-confidence and self-efficacy. And that is really where that kind of, you could call it arrogance, you can call it whatever the fuck you want, but where that confidence of being able to know that I was going to get that workout done or those workouts in and accomplish that goal, that self-efficacy has come from years and years and years of practice and knowing that about myself. I know that about myself now, that if it's something that I really want, or if it's something, especially if it's something that I've said publicly, I need now to get it done. So now my goal for 2026 is I'm actually going to do it again. I'm going to do the 250 workouts again. And there was a few reasons for it. One, I really liked it because it helped me stay more consistent with my workouts than I had in 2024. So the reason why I started the 250 workouts for 2025 was because in 2024, I wasn't super consistent with my workouts. I got workouts in, but not at the consistency that I wanted to. I was a little bit more wishy-washy with getting them in, and I just wasn't as consistent with them. There were weeks where I didn't get workouts in, not really because for any particular reason or excuse, I just didn't get them in. So I did it last year as a way to force myself to be more consistent, and lo and fucking behold, it worked. It wasn't perfect, but I was more consistent with getting those workouts in. And I really liked that. The other thing that I liked is I printed myself off like a little chart that I made in Canva, and I colored in my little squares every day that I did a workout. It's super silly. It's ridiculous. It's like I'm giving myself a fucking gold star because I peed on the potty like I do with my 3-year-old. But I like it because it's cathartic filling in my little squares. And when I'm seeing each row and each line get completed, you know, week after week, month after month, and I start seeing that, like, oh, I'm actually getting somewhere. I hit 75 workouts. I hit 100 workouts. I hit 120 workouts. Like, seeing that happen, I don't know. It felt cathartic and it felt really good. And by the end of the year, I had like this super cool, colorful chart that, let's be honest, I threw in the fucking trash, but I liked looking at it for like 10 minutes being like, yay, I did it. So I'm going to do it again. I printed myself off a new little chart, and I do have a bunch of different versions of the chart available, because last year I had lots of people asking, like, oh, could you do 100, like one for 100 workouts, one for 25 workouts. So I made different variations of the chart. So if you would like your own variation for 2026, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram and I will send you. I made 100 workouts, 125 workouts, 150, 175, 200, and 250. I might not have made 125. I might be lying on that. I might have just made 100, 150, and then so on. But I've had quite a few people this year, again, reaching out saying, do you have your workout chart? And I've even had clients being like, oh, I made myself a little chart and I'm going to color it in throughout the year. So I don't know. It's just cathartic. It feels silly to be like, oh, I got to color in my chart after my workout, but I like it. Okay. Don't judge me on that. You do you, I do me. Given that we are into 2026 and a lot of people are already working on their New Year's resolutions. Like I said, it's 12th of January right now. So we're like the second Monday in January. How are things going? I want to know how it's going because it's going to tie into our next topic, which is, have you been stuck in a constant cycle of chasing just temporary results? A lot of people get stuck in this cycle of just, I just need to get to X and then I'm done. It usually goes along the lines of this. They try out a new diet, a new workout thing that's a little restrictive, but you can, you know, stick with it perfectly for a couple of months. They'll see some results, maybe lose 5, 10, maybe even 15 pounds, and then crash and burn about 6 weeks later. And then they just rinse and repeat the same cycle over and over again, gaining and losing the same 10 to 20 pounds. And a lot of my clients, when they come to me, they've been stuck in this cycle where they have been constantly like gaining and losing the same 5 pounds. They start a new diet. They stick with it for a little bit. It's too restrictive. They go to Brenda's birthday. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe I fucked it up and ate pizza. And then they just give up. Or they start a new workout plan. They're going to do 75 hard, whatever that might be. They do really good for the first 10 or 15 days and then they get sick and then, well, fuck it. And they just crash and burn. And it's this whole chasing this temporary thing with this over-restrictive diet, too much exercise, just for the short term. They'll say, oh, it's just a kickstart, just to like get to my goal, and then I'll look for a way to make it more reasonable, or then I'll figure out how to maintain my weight loss results down the road. But it just ends up with you get to your goal, or you lose, you see a little bit of progress, something happens, you fall off, and then it just right back to where you started. You're continuing to chase these temporary results. And I'll talk to my clients when they come to me and I'll say, are we looking for temporary quick results here, or are we looking for long-term results, even if it's slow? And we have to have these conversations of temporary results might get you to your goals the fastest. I am not the personal trainer that will tell you I'm going to help you get to your goal in 6 weeks. I am the personal trainer who's going to be quite upfront and honest with you and say, you know, whatever goal you have, XYZ, it's going to realistically take about this long. And then it's going to take about this long for you to learn how to maintain it. And then here's the key, you're going to keep going for the rest of your life. Because when I start a program with somebody, I do it with the intention of we're doing this for the rest of your life. Not like I'm coaching you, I'm your personal trainer for the rest of your life, but like you are going to continue this with or without me for the rest of your life. That's my ultimate goal for my clients, is for them to be able to take what we are doing and put it into their routine long term. So that's why I don't do bullshit diets. I don't do over exercising. None of my clients work out 6 days a week because it's not realistic for the people that I work with. When a lot of people start a fitness journey, what ends up getting them temporary results is they're doing things like chasing fad diets. They're looking for the next hack. They're going super restrictive with their diets. They're cutting out pop and sugar and bread and carbs and all of these things. They're buying a shitload of expensive supplements that don't do sweet fuck all. They're doing workouts solely for the calorie burn, or they're only doing these really restrictive workouts, doing a lot of cardio, that kind of thing. They put all their efforts into like what the scale says. That's the only measure of progress. They have to get skinny. Like those are the things that they're chasing off from. And then at the end, they end up just giving in to their all or nothing mentality. And they just perpetuate this cycle. Whereas when I'm working with clients, I am picturing we want permanent results. Like when we're doing this, I always tell my clients this line. I say, if we're doing this, we're doing this right. We're not doing this for high of losing 10 pounds and then gaining it back 2 months later. We're going to do it right. And it might mean that we're going to do it slower, but slow and steady wins the fucking race. Okay. I know we don't like hearing that phrase, but it's true. So too bad. So things that I focus on with my clients to get permanent results is sustainable nutrition changes, things that you can actually work into your life. focusing on protein, fiber, and all foods in moderation. Regardless if you have a weight loss goal or if it's just a strength goal, whatever it is, when it comes to nutrition, I'm really big on like, we need to focus on the big picture here and all foods in moderation so that you can go to Brenda's birthday, your own birthday, go on a date night with your husband and not feel like, oh my God, I screwed up. I ate pizza, whatever. I'm just, fuck it. We're just going to spiral. I don't do unnecessary supplements with my clients because A is not my fucking wheelhouse. Okay, that's not, if you're having a personal trainer recommend all these vitamins and peptides and all this bullshit, that's not their fucking wheelhouse, okay? They shouldn't be doing that. So obviously, I focus on staying in my scope of practice and not recommending or selling bullshit supplements to my clients. If I have a client who, for example, like is struggling to hit their protein goals, I'll say like, okay, yeah, let's try adding in protein powder. But like, this is kind of the extent of the fucking supplements that I usually recommend to my clients. I focus on workouts that are going to help them get strong, help them in everyday life, that are enjoyable, that aren't going to kill them and are in a reasonable amount of time. The majority of my clients, they have like 30 to 45 minutes to get their workouts in. They don't have an hour and a half to go to the gym, which is fine because I also don't have an hour and a half to go to the gym and the gym's in my fucking house. I want my clients to feel like exercise is something that fits into their life, and I want them to continue doing things that they enjoy. For example, I have a lot of clients who are runners. I love that. They have goals when it comes to their running, or some of them just enjoy running just for the sake of running. I have clients who love to cross-country ski or love to dance and all these other things. I want that included in their life because that's part of the fun. For myself, I love horseback riding. I love going for walks. I love hiking. I love doing jiu-jitsu. I love doing snowboarding. And I want to be able to include those things in my life. And I want my workouts to help keep me strong and mobile and feeling good so that I can continue to do all these other fun things in my life. I focus a lot on daily steps and movement because I want to reinforce with my clients that you are an active person. And verbiage to me is very important. I'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to reinforce that you are an active person. You are a person who gets up and gets moving throughout the day. I don't expect my clients to hit 10,000 steps. Some of my clients do. Some of my clients, if they can get 6,000 to 7,000 steps a day, they're fucking killing it. I want my clients to be getting up and moving throughout the day and not just sitting in their desk chair, which we know isn't good for us. We know that it's not good for our bodies. It's good to get up and get moving. And it's also a good mental health break and all those other things. And I also focus a lot with my clients on seeing the bigger picture when it comes to their progress. Yes, if you have a weight loss goal in mind or you are overweight and you need to lose weight for your health, that yes, things like the scale and progress photos and measurements can be helpful tools to help us see progress for those goals over time. But I also want to know, how are your clothes fitting? How's your energy, your sleep, your mood, your libido, your strength gains? All of these other things matter just as much, if not more, arguably, than what the scale says or what your latest progress photos look like. For me, permanent results from my clients ultimately comes down to consistency and learning how to be consistent when life gets hard, because it does get hard. When life gets busy, because it does get busy. And understanding that consistency is not being perfect. That when kids get sick or you're busy at work or whatever, that you're still moving forward with any little bit that you can. Even if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, one workout a week instead of two, it's better than nothing. And if you keep that routine going, that's going to keep you going in the long term, which is going to get you permanent results. I don't want my clients to just focus on who they're going to be 6 months from now. Yes, that person 6 months from now is very important. And it's important that we reach these goals and work towards these things for my clients. But it's also really important to remember who they're going to be 10, 20, 30 years from now and what that life is going to look like and how we can change the trajectory. I had a client just recently start working with me, and she said, I don't like the trajectory that my life is heading. And she used that exact verbiage. She said, I see the trajectory that I'm on and I don't like it. And I know what that's going to look like years from now, and it needs to change. That's really important to think about the person that you're going to be in 10, 20, 30 years, because let's face it, I'm 30, going to be 35 this year. So like, I'm still young, but I need to keep in mind that gets harder from here. It doesn't get easier from here. And I'm already seeing people my age in their mid-30s struggle with getting up off the ground. I see them struggling with things like old injuries coming back to bite them in the ass because they haven't been mobile in years and they're not strong. And that's something that is really important to address now, because it only gets harder from here. It's not that you can't make changes or improve your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, beyond, because you absolutely can. But I tell you right now, anybody who will tell you, it's easier to start now. I don't know if anybody remembers, I had Susan Niebergall on my podcast last fall. Or she came on my podcast. She's amazing. If you don't follow Susan Niebergall, you need to. She's 64, 65, I might be wrong. And she started in her 50s, like seriously, taking her nutrition and her workouts and everything seriously. And I tell you, like, she is jacked in her mid 60s. And we talked about this on the podcast together, where she said, like, yes, I started in my 50s, but it was so much harder for me to start in my 50s. Whereas if I would have come to these conclusions in my 30s and 40s, it would have been a lot easier to start back then than it was for me starting in my 50s. And she was 100% correct. And I hear this as well from a lot of my clients who are in their 50s and beyond, where they'll say, like, it was hard for them to start, and they wish that they would have started in their 30s. Again, it's not that it's too late. It's never too late. I'm a big believer in that. The other thing that I want to talk about is, when it comes to your goals, is your own verbiage and how you talk about yourself and how you identify yourself. How you talk about yourself and how you identify yourself when it comes to your goals is going to be really important for your long-term progress. I was chatting with another personal trainer who's a good friend of mine, and we had this conversation of, like, when it comes to wanting to achieve, especially like a really big fitness goal, but really any kind of fitness goal, weight loss goal, or just even wanting to get healthier, get stronger, those kinds of things, you have to change how you identify yourself. You now identify as a fit person. Even if you're just starting, you need to identify yourself as a fit person. This isn't coming from the fake it till you make it kind of perspective, but this is how you identify yourself, is how you're going to see yourself throughout your journey. If you are talking to yourself about, like, oh, I'm out of shape, I'm lazy, I'm an all or nothing person, I can't stay consistent, that's what's going to keep fucking happening, because you keep telling yourself that. And that's what your brain perceives you as somebody who doesn't follow through on their promises to themselves, as somebody who doesn't stay consistent, they don't know how to do it. You're going to see yourself as a person who's inconsistent, as a person who doesn't follow through on their promises, as a person who's not fit, as a person who just gives up, because that's what you keep telling yourself. Whereas if you start to identify yourself as, I am a fit person, I'm a person who follows through on my promises to myself, I'm a person who works hard, I'm a person who is doing her best to stay consistent no matter what comes up in life, that's the type of person that you're going to be. But if you keep shitting on yourself and telling yourself that I can't stay consistent, I suck, I can't live without wine, or I can't possibly live without sugar, like, yes, that's how you're going to continue seeing yourself. And it doesn't mean that it's not harder for certain individuals, and it doesn't mean that there isn't certain obstacles and things like that that are going to be in the way. Absolutely, everybody has shit going on in their own life. And there's a lot of people out there that this is going to be a lot harder for than others. I completely respect that and understand that. But how you talk about yourself is also going to be a big factor into how this big picture works out for you. So you do, in some ways, need to change. I don't want to say change your identity, because a lot of people, like, kind of hear that and they take it too far. But essentially, you do kind of need to change your identity and how you see yourself. If you want to be a fit person who achieves their goals, you need to think of yourself as a fit person who achieves their goals, because that's who you need to be. So that's it. That is for today's podcast. I hope that you found it a helpful podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast or any of my other episodes, I would love and appreciate a 5-star written review. You can also subscribe to the podcast on wherever you listen, whether it's Spotify, Apple, YouTube, whatever that might be. If you don't already follow me, the best place to find me is on Instagram. I will post my Instagram in the show notes. If you find me on Instagram through the podcast, I would love if you shoot me a message and tell me that you found me through the podcast. I love hearing that more than anything. If you have questions about my online training, and if you're local to me, in-person training options, feel free to head to my website, www.fitlikeagirl.ca. You can fill out my inquiry form or just send me an email and we can connect that way. And otherwise, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have a great rest of your week, and I will chat with you next time.